You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Simi Kalani, and she is a psychiatric nurse practitioner with a private practice in the city of Commack, New York. And Simi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I thought it'd be a good place to start with you just basically telling me a little bit about your practice and what services you provide.
So in my practice, my mission essentially is to provide person-centered care. I empower my clients with their knowledge and skills to achieve their desirable goals. I'm a little bit different than our traditional mental health practitioner, where they focus on the problems or deficits. My treatment dominates on, you know, their strengths and focusing on their skill acquisition, quality of life, and choices. Essentially, the areas of specialty, I do treat anxiety, depression, bipolar disorder, PTSD, ADHD, OCD. I'm giving you abbreviations
right
at this point. Also, anger management, mood cycling, mania, hypomania. Along those lines.
Now, in your practice, what do you see coming through your doors the most? What do you think is the epidemic striking Long Island right now?
So I don't treat substance abuse, but I do often see that is a big epidemic now, with especially with the heroin.
Opa. Right. Yeah.
So, but I do treat the underlying disorder, whether it's a bipolar disorder or the anxiety, depression, but for substance use abuse disorders, they do see a specialist in that area. And then, like I said, I do treat the underlying disorder, which is usually something along those lines, like bipolar or ADHD, anxiety, depression.
Now, a new client coming in, what does your process actually look like? From start to finish, do you have a certain amount of recommended sessions for a client to go through, or how do you help them deal with some of these issues?
So the first visit is usually where it's a history intake consultation, which runs about an hour. And then if I am definite about my diagnosis on the first visit, then I will discuss it, which usually I will require at least two visits to, you know, rule out other disorders, to conclude with one or two disorders. And then I recommend the treatment plan, whether it's medication or medication and therapy or just therapy. And we take it from there. So I do provide med management as well as psychotherapy. In my opinion, the two together work the best.
For those out there listening who may not be privy to the term psychotherapy, could you just explain exactly what that is?
Sure. So psychotherapy is basically therapy providing something like cognitive behavioral therapy,
right?
Life coaching. Maybe people have heard of the word CBT. So different therapies, and I do provide individual as well as couples or family therapy, involving, you know, the significant others in therapy is always helpful.
Do you find that it's helpful to have, I guess, if you're seeing a client, do you find it helpful to see those people who are important in their lives, like whether it be their significant other or their family?
Family, absolutely, yes. So I do encourage patients to come in with their significant others or family. And, you know, most of them do feel hesitant in the beginning.
Right.
But when they do bring them in, they do see the progress is so much faster and, you know, everybody's on the same page.
So the feedback's overall good.
Yes, it's a positive feedback overall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, about how long have you been in business in Comac?
In Comac, I want to say about 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now, we spoke off the air. You run this practice with your husband?
Yes, I do. Yes.
I think that would interest a lot of people, just the sheer dynamic of a husband and wife working alongside each other, but especially in the realm of mental health. How did that come about? Were you guys practicing privately, separately, and then decided to open up something together?
No, we have been together from the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah. So, of course, like I was telling you off air, we do have our own clientele, but we do oversee each other's clientele when one cannot. So our clients are covered 24/7.
Right. They'll always have somebody to talk to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Wow. Now, this question always interests me when it comes to the mental health profession. But I'm curious to know as to what your inspiration was. Why did you want to get into this field of work?
Okay, so I have always had a passion for mental health.
Right.
And also having some family members go through mental health issues prompted my interest. And I've always been interested in it, and I didn't think it would be any other way. And I'm so happy and pleased that I followed my passion. I find it to be very rewarding and highly satisfactory.
Sami, we have to end the show in just about a minute, but I wanted to kind of turn the floor over to you. Do you and your husband and your practice, do you have a website? Do you have a Facebook page? Where can people find you on the web?
So we do have a website. Our company name is S as in Sam, B as in Boy Psychiatric Services. We do have a website. We do have our profiles on Psychology Today.
Is the website sbpsychiatric.com? Is that the website?
That is correct.
Okay, great. Well, Sami Kalani, it has been an absolute pleasure speaking with you, and thank you so much for all the wonderful work you're doing for the people of Long Island.
Thank you. The pleasure is mine.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.